Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. You got all sorts of stuff going on in your life.
Well, okay, so this one I think we can all relate to just because I had some friends talk to me about an experience that they had at a restaurant recently. So her and her hubby had a date night at a place that like they'd already been to before. So this was just last weekend. So we're talking holiday time, right? It's usually pretty busy around this time of year. But it was some of the worst service they had ever had. And the way, so I waited tables for a good portion of my life. So I can, you know, definitely be a little bit more, I guess, I can understand where the server's coming
from. You're
nicer
to them,
I can relate to the server a little bit in this situation. But the way she described it, I was like, I would have comped their meal 100%. But she said that, first of all, it was just very, they weren't being attended to. So the waitress forgot their drinks for like the first 25 minutes. So they were just sitting there at the table with water and nothing else. And then after that, they brought out the wrong appetizer. So it was the wrong appetizer. They sent it back and then they never brought out the correct appetizer. And then the entrees, when they brought the entrees out, completely cold, like ice cold. And my friend was like, I was not going to send that entree back after they didn't bring my appetizer back. So then we just ended up
eating cold food. Do you remember what the appetizer was that they got?
She didn't mention it. No. She didn't mention. She just said it
was
wrong.
I was wondering if it was a better appetizer than what they ordered. I would have kept it.
I'm sure if it was, she wouldn't have been so upset in this story.
If
so
they ordered
probably
stuffed mushrooms and they brought me out nachos, I'd stick with the nachos.
Yeah, but what if you ordered stuffed mushrooms and they brought out like breadsticks? Like, that's obviously not okay. Those are two different
two
things
totally
there,
different
right?
Things. Yep.
So, yeah, they said that the appetizer completely wrong, entrees were cold, and then when it came to dessert, because they still, they're like, well, maybe they'll turn it around with the final part of the meal. But no, she said the server pretty much MIA after they brought the entrees. They couldn't even find, they had to flag down another server to bring them the check. So it was, the whole thing was just from beginning to end one of the worst restaurant experiences they'd ever had. So she said this is one of the one and only times. She's like, I left her a 10% tip. Mm. And she's like, and I thought that was good because my husband didn't want to leave her anything. Like, my husband wanted to stiff her. I was like, we can't do that. It's Christmas, so we left her 10% of the total bill. Now, here's where the story gets a little crazy, because she said that while they were trying to leave, the server went over to the table and saw that they had only left 10% cash tip. So they left a cash tip there on the table, counted it right there in front of everybody, and then the server said, your Y servers can't afford rent. If you can't afford to tip, stay at home.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Them's fine. I've had people tell me, or I've been in that situation where it's like, you
were a bad server.
I wasn't a bad server, but people, like, when you do wait tables long enough, you get the people who just don't tip. It's just part of who they are.
Right, but this was,
they have to do a lot.
Total crap from start
this
to finish.
This was total crap. Exactly. And so that's where I was totally on my friend's side. I was like, the fact that you gave her a 10% tip at all, that was a really nice thing for
I would
you
have been
do.
Like, here's a tip for you.
Yeah,
and
that
tell
was
her
a
to
really nice thing.
The
so
food
the fact,
cold and all that, maybe that's the kitchen's problem,
well,
not her.
But again, like, there were so many things involved, though. Not bringing the drinks out right away, not going to your table to make sure that everything's okay. I mean, once she dropped the entree, again, she was ghost. You always go back and check and make sure things are okay. You always come back at the end to make sure they need boxes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Drinks
so
refilled.
What's the problem?
So the fact is, the server then completely audibly said right there in the middle of the restaurant, she was just like, you're the reason people can't eat out. You're the reason that servers can't afford their rent. Like, if you can't tip, stay home. That's what she said in front of the restaurant. So then my friend's husband went back to the table, grabbed the tip, and they left. I know.
Fantastic.
I probably would have done that.
I
was 100% behind her. I was like, you know what? The fact that the server made such a big deal about it in front of everybody completely granted you permission to do the same. Like, you were not a bad table who doesn't know how to tip. You were not taken care of. And this is why I was so, like, strong in encouraging her, because things are so expensive now. And I tell you, when I go out to a restaurant and the meal or the service or anything's bad, immediately I regret my decision now. It's just like, I could have made this at home. I just wasted so much money. I mean, things cost twice as much now. So when you have a server's, you know, stuff on top of it, it just makes it really hard to go out and enjoy something like going out to eat, right?
It does suck, because then you've got that bad feeling the rest of the night,
yes,
too. Like, not only did we waste our night, now we're pissed off.
Yeah, it's hard to turn
And now
it
I have
around.
To find everybody under the sun to tell them how horrible this restaurant is.
Yeah,
because you
yeah.
know, well, you will tell everybody.
You're going to tell everybody about
You're
your
gonna
experience.
You're going to get on the Yelp and the Nextdoor.
Yeah, and again, I've been in
and the radio.
Server's shoes, too. Like, that'll get you fired right away. Like,
oh,
you
easily.
Can't,
yeah.
You can't. It doesn't matter if a table stiffed you, if they made you feel insignificant.
Just shut
up.
You
can go tell your manager, mm-hmm. and they can do something about it, but you can't. You just can't.
That's a heck of a story, Katie.
And so I think I was 100% behind my friend when they grabbed
Same.
The tip back. We had because so my friend was telling this story to a group of us. There was like 8 of us, and we were split. There were 4 of us who were like, you just should have let it go. It's the holidays. Obviously, they're having a day as well.
Be the
well.
Bigger person type
Suck
thing.
Suck it up. So they embarrassed you in a restaurant. You'll probably never go back there anyway. So there were half of us who were like, you went a little too far. I was like, you did not go
yeah,
too
I'm
far.
Yeah, I'm on your side.
I think
what
I would have done the
move,
same.
What a bold move, though, to walk back and then just take the money and then go ahead and leave.
And it's funny. My friend was like, I've never been so in love with my husband.
That's like a heat of the moment type thing. Like, well, okay, well, we were kind of being generous, but guess what? Not
yes,
anymore.
Because again,
that's a mighty bold move.
Yeah, I thought it was good. So
I'm dying to know. Don't say. Off the air, though. Tell me what restaurant.
I will. I didn't want to. Because, again, it could have just been
no,
an
don't
off
say.
Night.
You can't say.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it. But, I think that I would like to think most people would lean on my friend's way of thinking. But I know that there are a lot of people who wait tables who are servers out there. And I'd like to get your thoughts as well. Because,
sure.
Man, it was
if
a discussion.
Wants to sound off.
We talked about this all night at our little get-together. So, yeah.
Yeah, if anyone wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. But, kudos to that Hubs, man,
I know.
For walking back.
Oh, yeah.
Epic move.
You should. Every lady in that room looked at him like, hey.
Extra smooches for that guy.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Patty. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Well, hey. You as well. Did you want to
Thank
sound
you.
Off about this story?
Absolutely. Oh. I would have dropped kissed my husband. After he did that.
Hold on, your phone cut out. You would have done what to your husband?
Drop kissed him, like in a soap opera.
Drop kissed.
You would have leaned him back and gave him a peck, huh?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I was a server for 20 years, and your whole job is service, server
yeah.
service. So if you don't give the service, then you don't get money. Just like if you don't go to work, you don't get paid. So
pretty simple equation, isn't it?
Yeah, I would have listed off all the reasons why she was no longer getting any tip.
Snap.
Well, and Patty, wouldn't you agree that since you were in the industry for 20 plus years, you know that it's not, you don't really get to say that to a table. You don't. You got to suck it up.
No, not at all. You suck it up and you go in the kitchen and you complain and moan and then you go to your next table and put a smile on.
That's
your
exactly
whole job.
It.
That's right. You move on.
You make it up with the next table, right?
That's what
exactly.
we do during
yes.
commercial breaks and songs. We just sit in here and complain and badmouth everybody and then we go back on the air and we're all happy.
Make it up with the next
exactly.
one.
Hey,
make
do you,
it till you make it.
Patty, do you recall the biggest tip you were ever given?
$500.
Yeah, nice. Patty.
Good for you.
Good service that night, Patty.
Yeah.
Yes. I always worked in dive bars, so we had regulars, like regulars.
Yeah.
So,
those regulars were the best. You know, it's funny, though, too. The people with the least amount of money tip the most. It's crazy.
100%.
It's crazy. So, yeah.
Yes.
Well, cheers to you, Patty. We appreciate you calling in this morning. You have a good weekend.
Have a fantastical weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye, Patty.
She's super sweet. 500, not too shabby. How about you?
Yeah, so I waited tables when
was
I was pregnant, and it was probably about, I think it was like 300. But it was, again, a regular group of people who
tip,
came
yeah.
in, and I was like 8 months pregnant, and they were like, you're going to need this.
Awesome.
That's had the baby so, right there.
I know, right?